This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimated.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go, baby. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
All right, we'll get to Celtics Game 4. We'll get to our Bolts. Our Woo! Bolts, Chris Scheim.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to criticize you in a second for your
That's
lack
fine.
Of enthusiasm.
Quick
mini rant. If we become one of these super serious betting shows, just shoot me in the head. I put the explicit tag. And actually, you know what? Bleep that. Can you bleep that out, Scheim, afterwards?
Yeah.
My son listens every day. He's obsessed with the show.
Okay.
So just bleep that out, okay? We'll know what word I said.
Which son?
Not Bennett doesn't care. Bennett
okay.
doesn't know. Bennett's cool. only a dad. Carter loves sports. Bennett just wants to play Madden and 2K, like literally, and watch Yo Boy Pizza on YouTube.
Makes sense.
He woke up today, and because I said another side story here that again has nothing to do with betting, but that's part of the show. I woke up yesterday and went downstairs. I'm like, yeah, guys, last Friday of the school year. And Carter's like, Dad, it's Thursday. That's how long my week was. And so, but because of that, my son Bennett busted out of bed. My 6 year old. And said, is it the weekend? And I said, no. And he had a meltdown because I said yesterday it was Friday. So he thought today was the
Yikes.
Weekend. And on weekends, you can play video games in the morning. On a school day, Daddy says no video games. So
smart
they,
dad.
So they could, and it was, and I felt so bad. So he cares much more about that than he does anything about sports because he couldn't watch Yo Boy Pizza or play Madden or 2K, whatever. They would have played with his brother. But I was listening to a couple of other sports betting podcasts. One that was just a horse racing centric podcast, and it just was 24 minutes of it. No laughs, no busting ball, like nothing. And I just want to say right now, if we become that, and you can tell me, or our loyal audience can tell us, I'll just shut it down and go home because I have ideas, and it sometimes is serious, but I just don't want us to become that. I don't think we're becoming that, but as I heard recently, you know, and again, not this is not sports betting centric only, but some horse racing, you know, handicapping podcasts as well. So I listen to the podcast with Dick and we're laughing, we're having fun, we're busting balls back and forth, and I lost this money, lost that. Now listen to this other one, and it's just regurgitation of it annoyed me. So, long-winded way of saying, if we become that, Scheim, you can be in charge of telling us, or the audience can, and I will shut it down and I will go home.
Okay.
There you go. End of rant.
Sounds good. I like where your head's at because we won't become that. Not with me around, we won't become that. As much as I do love numbers and being a nerd, we're not just going to be the, well, you know, if you bet this 99% of the time, you're going to hit the thing that hits the this with the 72% of the time.
By the way, I may say those stats, but if I say it like that, and that dry and that unenergetic, and I tell people that I always win and don't talk about it, like, I'm not doing that.
Like, have some fun.
Yes.
It's not that hard.
Have some laugh. You're allowed to laugh. Sports betting does not have to be serious. People take it seriously. They're betting a lot of money. Scheim and I are we're betting. We're not betting thousands of dollars a game.
No.
I'll speak for you. I won't speak for you. I'm not betting thousands of dollars a game. It is rare for me to bet hundreds of dollars per game. So just know that going in. And if you're coming here for expert advice where it's like, the picks are going to win. Now, that ain't me. That ain't me, babe. That ain't me. What's that? What is that just from? What's that just watching?
That ain't me.
Blow. No.
That ain't me.
I reference this now twice in 3 days, but in the movie Blow, when Johnny Depp has to go to court, he recites those lyrics to the judge. Just laughs. A good movie. George Young from Boston died in Weymouth.
Oh, okay.
Drug kingpin. End of rant. How was the concert, Shyam?
It was fun. We had a good time. It was a nice little night.
How come you were not quick to respond when the Bolts scored to make it 2-0?
Because the concert was just ending, Mutt. I was shuffling out of the building. So
you will know. Just admit you didn't watch.
Of course, I didn't watch. I was at a concert. You know this.
You said you had the Watch ESPN app. If you cared about our bet, if you cared about the money we invested in my Bolts, not your Bolts, they're not my Bolts.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? That is my team.
I know. Well, but I got them at a much better price than you do.
Yes. Yes, in fact, you did. I'll give you that.
And now I didn't even look today. What is their series price now? If someone wanted to bet the Lightning to win now?
Let's take a look. I got to find it because...
You have FanDuel up there?
I'm pulling up right now because DraftKings decides to not put it on the highlighted tab.
Minus 500.
Is it really? Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
B-O-L-T-S. Bolts, Bolts, Bolts.
Yep, FanDuel
go,
minus
Bolts,
490.
Go, go, Bolts, go. Just want to win a hockey bet with you, Shyam. That's all I want.
At this rate, Mutt, that's what we're going to get. Because the Rangers, I went back and checked out that game. The Rangers, they were scared.
The fan base melted down. I flipped into the Barstool stream there when it was 1-1 late to see how they reacted. And the Ranger fans were not happy.
Oh, yeah.
They were not happy.
But at the same time, it makes sense to me. They were, that building was like deathly silent.
Well, they felt good. Igor's playing well. They're feeling good. They got the first goal, and they got outscored 3-0 the rest of the way. Good night. In that building.
Ya.
It's over. Sorry, Ranger fans.
Sweet dreams.
I am rooting against them now because they because there's just so many like Ranger fans on Twitter. And then I heard John Anderson picked them yesterday on the same game parlay on the
Gresham
Keefe show. What a boob. Chalk. What a chalk-eating loser as I could pick a 2-1 shot in the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. All right, so that's tomorrow. We'll see if any prop bets for tomorrow. But needless to say, this is now not only a golf and horse racing podcast, also a Bolts podcast now. Also,
This is Go Bolts right here. Go Bolts. Go Bolts.
Okay, we'll break that down tomorrow. NBA tonight, game 4, going to be a wild building. I will not be there. I did look into the ticket market. I'm going to be off tonight. I will not be on Mud at Night. Got some other stuff going on today, and so I took the day off, and I was thinking, well, I'm going to check the game out. It's like $900 to get in, and that's not feasible, Shyam. I can't pull that off. Eesh. I'm not Greg Hill. Is Hillman going to be there tonight? Confirmed?
At the game? No, he it will be on a plane headed down to Hilton Head for Courtney's wedding.
Oh, there you go. Is the whole show going or just Greg?
Just Greg. Well, so the majority of the show was invited. I was not because I came to the show late, but like Ken Curtis, Greg, Wiggy, all invited. Greg, the only one going down.
How about that? Well, there you go. That's nice of her. It's good. I mean, she probably figured there was only one of the group showing up. So.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so Celtics just after 9 o'clock tonight. It's not good for the kids. So the money is coming in the Celtics, folks. 90% of the bets right now. 90% of the bets against the spread are on the Celtics -3.5, according to the Action Network. 88% of the bets money line shine on the Warriors. And then finally, 95% of the money on the under. And again, this all courtesy of the Action Network. I'm a subscriber there, proud subscriber, so I'm using their percentages. They tabulate from across different betting places. I know that you want to follow just like BetMGM. You can follow John Ewing. There's some DraftKings odds, the DraftKings only. FanDuel, I'm sure they have some people as well. We love FanDuel, but I'm not sure who that is. So a lot of money on lopsided money on Celtics -3.5, Golden State money line, and the under. So
okay.
Those are the three setups for tonight's game. I know you were leaning Celtics heading into the game tonight.
Yep.
I'm not as confident as you are, so I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so my biggest bet of the night is going to be Celtics -1.5 in the first half.
Okay.
I just think that I've come to the determination that third quarter scares me because that will make or break the game. If the Celtics keep it close in the third quarter, I think the Celtics win. But all three games prior, they have not done that. They've gotten manhandled in the third quarter. Luckily, they still somehow have won two of those games. But regardless, I want to just remove the third quarter from this game in my head. And that way, all I'm dealing with is the first half. I think the Celtics come out well. Even if Golden State comes out good, I still think the Celtics are the better team. Therefore, I love only having to lay 1.5 there. So Celtics minus 1.5 in the first half is my favorite bet of the night.
So my favorite bet is I think the Celtics can win this game, but I don't think, Shime, it's going to be a high-scoring game. Now, I thought this anyway coming into Game 4. I felt like the Celtics offensively, they were good, but I think Golden State's going to make adjustments. I know Draymond Green played like ass, and we all root against him, but he's going to be better defensively tonight. He just has to be. And I think Steve Kerr, even though he's been outcoached in this series by Ime Udoka, he's going to make adjustments. So I was leaning towards picking the Celtics. I was leaning towards just betting the under outright and just saying that's my big bet for tonight. I'm going to go under the 214.5, 214, where it is on DraftKings. I'm going to end up tailing Matt Moore, the Action Network, because some of his numbers convinced me that a better bet for me in this game is going to be under Celtics team total 108.5.
Okay.
And I'll give you a couple numbers that pointed me to that, okay? Boston's offense has regressed. Now, this makes sense. I was just on the BetQL midday show talking about those guys, and you and I would both agree the Celtics are better when their backs are against the wall than when having success, correct? That's been the DNA of this team.
Yep.
So it's actually worked out with their offense as well. From the Action Network, in games after a playoff win, Boston's team total the next game is 10-4 to the under, right?
Wow.
In wins they go over in the team total, the next game is 5-2 to the under. So just like there is a team, like in terms of like they don't grasp success, they don't choke teams out, they need to be pushed back against the wall, the offense does the same thing. And I like Marcus Smart. I got a Marcus Smart MVP bet, but I thought he hit some shots that I'm not sure he hits back games. I think Jaylen Brown had a great stretch there. Jason Tatum obviously played well, but both guys only had two turnovers. And if I had to bet, I'd bet on both those guys going over two turnovers tonight. And so
being which two again? I'm sorry.
Tatum and Brown only turned the ball over twice each in that game. Marcus Smart turned over 5. He's going to have 4 or 5 turnovers. Marcus Smart wakes up, he turns the ball over. Tatum and Brown might score tonight, but I also think there's a chance they turn the ball over more than they did. You know, I think Brown had averaged over 3 turnovers per game heading in. And just all that combined with the regression offensively, they can win this game. I think they can win the game in a lower scoring game. But I don't think they're scoring 109 points tonight. So I'm going to end up being my biggest bet that I'm going to make in the great state of New Hampshire here just after lunch is going to be Celtics minus 108.5 in the team total.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. And you mentioned the turnovers. One of my bets of the day is going to be Marcus Smart over 2.5 turnovers. He's had 5 in back-to-back games. Like, I don't see that stopping.
What's the juice on that?
I want to say it was only minus 120.
Most props are minus 115, so that's not... That's not bad.
Yeah, it by no means was bad. Otherwise, I wouldn't give it to you. You know what I mean? So I'll double check the price there. But overall, like I said, Marcus Smart is just turning the ball over at a ridiculous rate right now. And for a guy who's was pretty good most of the year, it's kind of surprising. But at the same time, you know, having seen it now back-to-back games, I don't think it's going to stop. Yeah, it's minus 130 on the over 2.5.
Yep,
so a little bit of
juice,
but not too bad. So
yeah,
I think I am very much leaning that way.
I like that bet, too.
I thought about it. I didn't commit to it, but I thought about Jason Tatum over 3.5 turnovers at plus 125.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Because he has the ball for so – he has the ball
that's,
so
and
much.
And that's my thing is it's like he has the ball so much. I understand he only had 2, but we've seen him be prone to turning the ball over. And again, Jaylen Brown turnovers only 2.5 at minus 110. I think all of those 3 turnover numbers – are very playable. If you feel strongly about any of those 3 guys, I feel like that's a good bet to make. I personally feel the strongest about Marcus Smart.
Okay. I'll go next, I guess. I'm going back to Klay Thompson unders. There's three props
I
know.
Well, about this.
I mean, I need to see it again. So by the way, because he scored 20 plus points. It's now up to 20.5, and it's only minus 105. I'm sorry, minus 120. So I'm not the only one thinking this. I apologize.
Yep.
So it's 20.5 minus 120.
Oh, on FanDuel, it's actually 19.5 at minus 104.
Cool. I can't. Thanks, Chris. I can't bet on FanDuel.
No,
I'm letting our audience
know in case they can bet on FanDuel, Michael.
Well, I can't, so I don't care about them right now.
Sorry.
Let me step to my tease. I will be able tomorrow on the FanDuel Sportsbook at Mohegan Sun.
Woo! Good for you.
So I like that one. And then. What did I already give you? I gave you the Celtics team total under 108.5. I want to do Klay Thompson under 20.5 points at -120. I want to bet tonight, and these will be part of same game parlays, I'm sure. I want to bet over 5.5 assists, Jason Tatum. I want to go back.
Ooh,
to
you
Tatum
do?
Assists prop. I want to go back. Here's why. If I think that the Warriors are going to change their defense and try to take Tatum and Brown away, Tatum becomes distributor Tatum again, and I'm willing to lay the 120 and go.
It's
over
-150, Mutt.
Not on my. Oh, it's -160. No.
Huh. That's why I was confused. I was like, really? You're going to do
that's
that?
-160. I'm
yeah. You're having a dad moment. It's okay. It happens.
All right, put that one on pause. I just talked about that nationally. That was pretty stupid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's the second time I've done this.
This is why you need to be doing a podcast with me before you go national.
Yeah,
That way you have all your details ironed out.
Here's what I realized I did. I was looking at the over column in some of these and used the juice or the odds for the under column. That's why Klay Thompson I just got wrong, and that one I just got wrong. Shoot.
You want me to bleep that one too?
I think he's gonna go over. I think he's gonna go over the 5.5 assists, but I can't hand it out at minus.
I mean, it might be.
I can juice that up maybe in a same game parlay to go 6.5, which they'll let you do.
Or even like 6+ is sometimes even a little better. So like if you're you can get 6+ instead of over 6.5. That way you can actually, push at 6, or actually you hit at 6. You might be able to get it at like 120, 130.
Yeah, I'll look. The other one I want to talk about, like I thought the other thing that stood out to me in game 4, Sean, that's actionable for game 3 for game 4. I think Robert Williams playing as much in the fourth quarter is a sign he's healthy as he's been. So
We're on the same wavelength.
I don't know quite how I'm going to do it yet. I didn't even give this out yet, but I mean, his rebounds total is only 6.5.
Bingo. Yeah. Oh, so I will commit to that. That is one of the plays on my board is Robert Williams over 6.5 rebounds. He had 10 in the last game. He looks as healthy as he's been. He was dominant at points in that game. This guy, if he was fully healthy, he would be dominating Draymond Green on a nightly basis. I am all about Robert Williams tonight. The Celtics were so good on the offensive boards. I don't see that changing. Golden State just doesn't have the size to contend with that. And so I think the rebound props are a spot you can make a lot of money if you're betting on Celtics players. And so that's why with Rob Williams, I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I was going to – I mean, the bettors are smart, man. I think people saw that too. They bet down as over 1.5 block shot prop, the -205.
Yep.
So people are – I mean – again, this is where it benefits people who live in a state where you can bet.
Yeah, because as soon as you see the number.
You get the thing right. I'm very, very jealous.
Same.
Very, very
so
jealous.
I can't agree. Another prop I have for you, actually, and it kind of ties into your Celtics team total under. I'm going to go under 24.5 for Jaylen Brown. I just don't think he's going to put 3 good games together in a row. I see that as very unlikely, and also I think the turnovers could come up in this game a little bit more, and like you said, team total under. I don't think he'll be the leading scorer. I think that'll be Tatum, so I'm going to go under 24.5 for Jaylen Brown.
And as far as the game goes, the Celtics can win this game. I'm not as confident as you are. I just saw Ryan Horvath from BetQL Network tweet out while we're talking about this. I like Boston big tonight. I love the under even more. I'm with him on the under. I guess I need to see them with success. I just have this in my
mind.
Back-to-back
nights of success. Yeah, I 100% agree.
That they don't give it back. And so I'm not betting them to win tonight. I'm not going to have them on money line as part of same game parlays. I'll be rooting for them to win, but success is not their friend. As Derek White said, If it were easy, it wouldn't be us.
Well, and that's kind of why I was like, I'm just going to take the third and fourth quarters out of this game, because I think the third quarter could make the difference in this game, and I'm betting the Celtics in the first half. I feel far more comfortable about that than the game as a whole, because I think everything could fall apart in that third quarter as it has prior. I'm also going to go back to the well. I'm going Andrew Wiggins over 22.5 points.
You are loaded up today on props. Look at you.
Yeah. I was fully prepared today. I gave a few out on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Hammer the Shine. Gave a few out there. I am I'm locked and loaded on this game, and so I really like the way Wiggins has played for this team. I think asking for 18-6, 18-5 again, or you know something in that range is very feasible, especially if Clay does step backwards again tonight. Right, those points have to go somewhere else, and theoretically, you would assume it would probably go to somebody like Wiggins, especially since Poole has been non-existent this entire series.
All right, let me look this up here, Shime. Here we go. Oh, officials for tonight. Oh, here we go. This is interesting. This is interesting. We get Capers, Fitzgerald, and Lewis.
Lewis was the guy who was like 15-0 with the Celtics, right?
He was 11-0. He's now 11-1.
Yeah.
But that stare, it bears repeating. All-time Boston playoffs with, I think it's Mark Lewis officiating. 11-1 are the Celtics. Home favorites of 4.5 or less. Fitzgerald 13-3. No,
wow.
Nothing stands out there. Now the other guys are both under 500. Yeah, I mean Lewis is the big one. So yeah, he's 11-1. The other nothing. Home playoff. No, there's not. Other than Lewis, nothing crazy there.
Okay.
Nothing crazy there for the officials tonight. So and as far as the officiating, I think that we saw they helped the Celtics in the first half, but I don't have a lean that they're going to have some sort of major impact in this game in Game 4, way I felt like Game 3, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I get that. I like the Celtics tonight. I don't know what it is. I know they haven't had back-to-back success.
Okay, but would you, if gun to your head and someone said, hey, you get a bet on the Celtics, would you bet them laying the 3.5 or 4?
Well, if I'm going to bet the Celtics, I'm going to bet the laying the 4, yes.
Okay.
Because I just don't see them winning by less than 10 for the most part. Like, I think whoever wins this game probably wins it by double digits.
Wow, all right.
So I think I wouldn't hate even, like, looking into alt lines and just, like, Celtics minus 9.5, Warriors minus 9.5. We'll sprinkle on each puppy and send it home.
Sprinkle on each puppy and send it home.
Yeah.
Print the T-shirts. Print the T-shirt.
If you like the Warriors tonight, and what did you say the stat was? 5-0 off a loss, and
they're 5-0 off a loss in the playoffs, and 4 of those have been by double digits.
Yeah, Warriors minus 9.5 tonight, plus 425. So
okay, so I mean that's actually, man, again, I don't have a great feel for the game because the Celtics don't put back to back big games together. We thought they did in Milwaukee, then they failed out. We thought they did in Miami, then they failed out in Game 6. So I want to see.
Well, no, that's not true. They did it in Milwaukee in Game 6 and 7.
Oh yeah, but then okay, they were and so Game 6 chance to not go on a plane. Well, that was a week ago Friday, and they lost that game at home.
Agreed. No. I understand. I'm just saying to their defense, they've done it once outside of the Nets series because it really felt like the Nets weren't there. Outside of the Nets series, they did it once against the Bucks, and that's it.
Okay, so my big play is going to be under the team total. Your big play is going to be again.
Celtics minus 1.5 in the first half.
First half. All right, we gave you a bunch of prop bets there. If you missed them, hit that little minus 30-second thing. Go back and write them all down and put them all together. And we can certainly, hopefully, have some good ideas for this game. Tonight should be a very loud building there at the Garden. Red Sox lose last night. Shohei Ohtani, prop 6.5 strikeouts. How many strikeouts do you have, Shime?
6.
And big loser. So we lost by a hit the night before. We lost by one strikeout last night. Big loser on Mutt's big bet. We're now 17-13. So
sorry, Shime is right again. Angels minus a half a run through 5.
Nice play. Nice play. Nice play. Well played. Tonight. So I think Marco Gonzalez is scheduled to go for the Seattle Mariners. Every indication is he's pitching tonight. It's one of those things, again, where because MLB is not listing him as a probable starter, DK has not put up the hitting props yet for the Red Sox. Their team total is 4.5, even money. I'm betting their team total.
Oh, okay.
They absolutely smoked this guy. As a roster, the Red Sox are hitting 362 with an over 1,000 OPS against Marco Gonzalez.
Jesus H.
So I'm taking the over 4.5 team total at even money right now, and I will be interested in using left-handed batters and player props tonight because he is absolutely awful against left-handed batters. Whether you're talking about Rafael Devers, Alex Verdugo, I would pick and choose. Certainly in daily fantasy tonight, Chime, I'll be having a lineup. I'll be stacking the Red Sox lefties against Marco Gonzalez.
Yeah,
against lefties this year. He's faced 46 lefties. They are 18 for 46 against him. Four doubles, three home runs, a .391 batting average, and a 1,082 OPS.
Yeah, that's insane.
He's
getting smashed against by lefties.
Seattle's not very good. So DFS stack of the Red Sox left-handed batters against Marco Gonzalez, and I guess I'll stand on team total over 4.5 runs against the Mariners.
Perfect. I love it.
Tomorrow's podcast, folks, it's Belmont Day. I'll be traveling to Mohegan Sun. If you're in the area, come by their beautiful brand new FanDuel Sportsbook. Watch and bet on all the races. Stick around to watch. Oh, I'll be there for the Bolts. I meant to buy a Bolts jersey today and wear it down there.
Do it.
Hang out with us down at Mohegan Sun. So we're going to tape somewhere early. It will still be up around noon, but we're going to tape in the 11 o'clock hour, Sean. Does that work for you?
That is correct. Yes, that's perfect.
And then I want to give people a 48-hour heads up. There's a very good chance Sunday is our first non-podcast day in about 30 days.
To be fair, we will have done 30 straight episodes. Actually, after today, we will have done 30 straight days of episodes. So as of tomorrow, it'll be 31. So we have gone a full month of giving just episode after episode. So one day off after a month isn't terrible.
That's what God did, right? On the 31st day, he rested.
I believe it was the seventh day.
The book of John, chapter 4, I think. The first communion. I think that came up in First Communion for my son.
Look at that.
Not confirmed, because it'd be just a celebration of the Bolts and some Red Sox, maybe some live golf. But no, I got a travel situation on Sunday. It'd be me on a phone, in all likelihood, with family around. So on the Sabbath, we're going to rest. I'm making that call right now.
Yeah, I think that's apropos.
Making that call right now.
Because at the time, the Bolts will be in the Stanley Cup. You and I will be richer. And the Celtics may actually already be getting ready to win the NBA Finals. So, you know. And then Monday, we can talk all about that. It'll be great.
Yeah, full show Monday. We'll have full recap. We have full weekend recap on Monday. If you have any problems with that, tweet at, is it Chime Time?
At Chime Time.
Tweet at Chime Time and tell them it's all Chime Time's fault. Definitely his
decision, not
mine, to make this call.
100%.
Please subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Odyssey app, Spotify. We try to laugh on this one. We do talk betting. We try to laugh occasionally. If we're not doing enough of that, let us know at BetQLBoston on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter and tweet us your winners for the weekend. Tomorrow's going to be recapping Celtics, previewing the NHL game six.
Game six.
Tampa at home, some Red Sox, and I'll have my full Belmont card. I'll have the Belmont breakdown for you from my perspective and three or four other races on the undercard, Shine. People can bet on Belmont.
Hell yeah, I can't wait.
What else tonight? What's on the docket this afternoon?
Go home. I am exhausted, so I'm either going. I haven't decided. I'm either going to take a nap or play nine holes, and then probably.
You got to go play. It's a beautiful day.
I know. And then, well, I'm also playing Sunday morning, and then so then I'm also probably going to grab some beers tonight. You know, it's a Friday night. Might as well enjoy the night.
I think we may have to do a BetQL get together tonight at Navigation.
Oh, I am in.
There's
I live just down
there.
The street.
My kids have wanted to go. They love the pizza there. There's a cupcake one on Sunday. So we're going to go one. I think, yeah, you and I both live equidistant to the fine establishment. Again, not a sponsor of this podcast. Maybe someday, but Navigation Brewing in Lowell, which you both love. Yeah, I think I'm off tonight. So, I'll text you later. We can
celebrate.
I don't know what we'll celebrate.
We'll celebrate the Bolts.
They haven't won yet. I'm not going to celebrate yet. Nothing
3-2. They've won 3 in a row. They're about to reverse sweep the Rangers. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. Go enjoy your Friday, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
All right, Matt. I'll talk to you. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.